from Insight Magazine is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. And then we have the directors of a movie called America Out, Ian Inaba and Anastasia King, going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. So it's a chock full of great show today.
Now, those Project Censored authors, and we would include our Air America guy, Tom Hartman, is one of those. They do some fabulous work. The stuff that we mash through the media, it just seems that there's never enough time to tell the whole story. And if people knew the whole story, they'd have a lot different take on the way our lives are conducted.
Well, it's interesting how a lot of these stories just fly under the radar and somehow some bright, shiny news objects capture our attention rather than the real meat. But we've always been like that. I'd rather have my chocolate sprinkles than my spinach. We're going to bring in the spinach later on today. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. 9-6 is the quick.
Cool. Thank you, Will. That is the Progressive News Hour for this day. Thanks so much for listening. Broadcasting in HD Digital, this is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. Will and Willie coming up next after the news at 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Sectarian violence continues to plague Iraq. Police say they found the bodies of more than 60 men in the past 24 hours, all showed signs of torture. With Democrats criticizing the president for using a 9/11 speech to talk about Iraq, White House spokesman Tony Snow calls on Democrats to be specific on how they would counter the terrorist threat.
What do you do with people who said they didn't support the Patriot Act, they didn't support terror surveillance program, they got questions about detainees? That's fine. Then tell us what you're going to do.
National Republicans are celebrating Senator Lincoln Chafee's victory in Tuesday's Rhode Island primary. He's seen as having a better shot of winning in November. California will do what the federal government will not, raise the minimum wage. Live from Los Angeles, our Jim Root tells us how much it's going up.
Well, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signs a bill giving California one of the highest minimum wages in the nation. The law gives more than 1.4 million people an increase of 75 cents an hour in January, another 50 cents the following year, boosting the rate from $6.75 now to $8 in 2008. With the new law, California joins Massachusetts as having the nation's highest minimum wage. I'm Jim Roop, live in Los Angeles, and in Chicago, lawmakers there are having their say about a living wages ordinance, and our Ed McCarthy is live with that story now.
Jim, in less than an hour now, that vote comes. Walmart and Target, so-called big box stores, would raise their pay for workers to $10 an hour under the plan. But Jerry Roper with the Chicago Chamber says the road's now paved to kill that measure.
We've got to go ahead and put down our petty differences and work hard to build this country, not tear it down.
Roper says there are 6 to 8 council members who will change their votes to knock down the ordinance. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN.
Shuttle astronauts have lost another bolt and a broken tool during their spacewalk today. They lost a bolt yesterday, and NASA said it was no big deal. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Hey, open up your screen because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flame with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit ExoticEroticBall.com. That's ExoticEroticBall.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Will Durst and Willie Brown, weekday mornings on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
704 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Brought to you this time by FlexYourPower.org. Milpitas. Stop and go from the Great Mall Parkway up to the accident at Dixon Landing Road. They've pushed that over to the center divide. Other East Bay problems include Livermore, 580 westbound. Looks like a big rig was cleared out of the way at Vasco, but there's still a bunch of oil in the roadway, and crews are putting down that absorbent. They should get it picked up in the next 20 minutes or so. Oakland, 24 westbound, right in front of 580, that's split there. This was originally reported on the wrong freeway. CHP got it right now. Multi-car crash, blocking the two left lanes on 24, so it's probably backed up from the tunnel. Geyserville trouble still, 101 northbound right before the Independence Underpass. Big rig, another car crash blocking the right lane. The metering lights are on to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, back up beyond the 880 overcross. If you want to save money, energy, and the environment, buy energy-efficient light bulbs. They use up to 75% less electricity. And to cut down summer cooling costs, install Energy Star qualified cooling systems. For rebate details, visit FlexYourPower.org. And thanks for flexing your power. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. We'll check this morning's top stories in less than 10 minutes. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. It is 7:05 a.m. here at Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And it's September 13th. It's a Wednesday. And it's the day after a primary in 9 different states and the District of Columbia. I don't know this guy who won the mayor's primary in the Democratic side for Washington, D.C. Do you know this guy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Very nice young guy. As a matter of fact, I think I had dinner with him probably about 6 or 7 weeks ago, maybe longer. The last time I was in D.C.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
And I've talked to him by telephone a couple of times. He's going to be a good... He's going to be a good find. He's going to be a part of that new young collection of African-Americans who are moving into a world of politics, similar to the guy who won in Newark, New Jersey, when he won the mayor's race. And so,
Adrian Fenty is his name.
I think he speaks well for the African-American future in the world of politics.
And then in Rhode Island, Lincoln Chafee,
he won again.
A huge turnout in Rhode Island for a primary contest.
53% of the vote went to him, right. And to the right-wing conservative person, a lesser number, obviously. And it says the Democrats should be disappointed because they had anticipated possibly picking up that seat with the Republican nominee being the right-wing guy.
So you had Republicans funding the moderate, and you had Democrats funding the conservative, trying to get him elected.
Well, I don't know if Democrats actually funded.
Oh, you know they are these days.
I think they may have
throwing
prayers
money
for him. But, you know, that's basically a Democratic state, and the current incumbent senator is not misplaced in his conduct and in his votes. He could not survive if he was not as he is.
A moderate.
That is a very, no, he's a liberal Republican. He's
a Republican. But if he were a Democrat,
he would be considered Dianne Feinstein.
It's so important when it comes to handing out, it's so important for the Democrats to win the Senate, not just because they have a majority, but they also get to set all the appointments for all the committee chairs. And that's the important part.
And they got to control the agenda.
Right.
You can't take matters up. That's why the
Democrats, even though he votes Democratic because he calls himself a Republican.
Only on some issues does he vote Democratic. He does not vote Democratic on House organizational issues, and he usually will not vote with the Democrats on procedural motions, i.e. motions to challenge the chair,
right,
etc. But on things that are unacceptable to Republicans, like health care, housing, Social Security, minimum wage, the war in Iraq,
women's rights,
he votes abortions, he votes with Democrats.
Which is almost the exact opposite situation, just a little bit south in Connecticut. Because you got Lieberman, who's going to end up being a Democrat, and if he wins, if he beats Lamont, but
logistically, he'll be voting for a lot of Republican issues.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I owe Ned Lamont a telephone call.
That's right. You're going to get Ned Lamont on
the show. Yeah, he called, and I bought my number in so I could return it.
Well, you know what? Friday we got Gary Hart on our show. He's going to be talking to us. He's in town.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Be nice to see him after all these years. We worked the McGovern campaign together.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yes. 100 years ago. 1972, to be exact.
And so those were the big surprises. Well, not the big surprises, but there weren't many surprises, actually, in the race.
One surprise for me
was
in the state of Maryland. A young fellow named Steele, African-American,
won
the lieutenant nomination. Yeah,
he's a Republican.
He won the nomination. He's the lieutenant governor currently.
Right.
But he won the nomination for governor of that state. And so he would, of course, be the first person of color he won the Senate nomination, and he would be the first person of color on the Republican side of the aisle since Ed Brook to be a member of the U.S. Senate if he is successful in the state of Maryland. Maryland had the trouble, though, that people are having all across this land with reference to polling places. Some polling places,
especially in Baltimore,
didn't open. That's right. Some polling places didn't open. Some ballots were didn't show up when they were supposed to show up. And so there obviously will be some bones of contention between now and then vis-a-vis. But almost every other state was relatively routine.
So do you know anything about the Benjamin Cardin guy who is leading Kwasi Mfumi in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate?
He will get the nomination.
Cardin.
Yes.
Yeah. So it'll be Cardin versus Steele.
That is correct.
And Maryland these days, because they have the Republican governor, Ehrlich. So I think he's up for re-election as well. I don't know what's happening there.
Well, the guy who's going to be against him is, a Baltimore mayor, O'Malley, who is one of the superstars among Democrats as mayors. And he was a prosecutor and a fabulous prosecutor. He's married to a lawyer who does similar kind of work. Quite a family. He's a weekend. He leads a rock band. He plays music.
Oh, no kid.
Yeah, to make a living. He plays music on weekends.
Kind of like Kiki Friedman in Texas. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie, 7:11 a.m. here on 960 The Quake. And, of course, the top story in California has to be Mr. Angelides.
Well,
nothing he does.
It's interesting how this all developed. Of course, this is all the way back to, I think, March or April, sometimes earlier in the year, when Governor Schwarzenegger was in his tent or someplace similar. And apparently there is a method by which they record some parts of what they're doing as a part of his rehearsal process for public presentations. And apparently the Angelides crowd gained access one way or another to this recording and decided to leak what they considered to be the silver bullet part of the recording, i.e. what he said about a female
Representative Garcia.
Yeah, Latin ethnicity. Part black as well, apparently.
Hot-blooded.
He referred to her in those terms.
Yes.
And she, of course, defended the governor's right to say that, and that she wasn't offended at all. After it was leaked by the Angelides crowd, the L.A. Times went for the okey-doke. I understand that they tried to leak it to several other papers, but no one else would buy it, but the L.A. Times did, and the L.A. Times published it, and it was a major story last Friday in everybody's paper. Even the New York Times had something
going on. Oh, we played it a couple times on ours.
Yes, and then following that revelation, he immediately, the governor, apologized. He proceeded to say those are bad words, et cetera.
But he also brought Garcia to the press conference with him.
She showed up at the press conference. He didn't bring her.
Actually. Oh, really?
She showed up. She was called and told that he was going to hold a press conference where he was going to explain himself. No, he's not. I'm coming, too. So she goes. And she, of course.
Oh, man, she's going to get a favor down the line.
Are you kidding me?
Showing that kind of solidarity.
Maria better watch out, at least through the election. So she stepped up to the plate and defended the governor and a number of other people, including some Democrats. Almost no Democrat condemned the governor.
So the story quickly became not what he said.
How did you get it?
Yeah.
And instantly an investigation was over. Well, who controls the Highway Patrol in this state? The governor.
That's
the Highway
right.
Patrol is really the state police. They merged. It used to be the state police and Highway Patrol. Now they've merged, and that's the governor's investigatory arm. And that arm has the responsibility under the statute to investigate crimes committed on state property. So they open a criminal investigation on whether or not there's been any hacking. Well, the Angelitos crowd discovered it earlier Saturday that they may be on thin ice, according to my sources.
You mean they didn't know that it was somebody in their organization?
Yes, they did, but I think they thought that it was legitimate and straight up. And lo and behold, it was apparently.
But according to the Angelitos spokesperson that I saw on the news last night, she said, and I think her name was Barrett.
Kathy Calfo.
Calfo. She said that it was two rogue agents in the Angelitos campaign who got no permission from anybody else, and they didn't hack in, that it wasn't password protected, that just went to the governor's website. That's what she claimed. Now, why did it take so long? I mean, yesterday was Tuesday. We're talking about Friday, and then the story on Saturday became, where'd you get it already? So they had 4 days.
And they allowed 3 days of investigation
yes.
to go on.
Yes.
With the Highway Patrol being
and we,
the lead.
Haven't we
criminal
learned that it's
investigation.
Cover up?
And then, lo and behold, they come out yesterday, just before the handcuffs are put on, saying, listen, you know, this is, we know who did it. It was Scooter. It was Scooter Libby. That's who did it. Scooter Libby and Robert Novak.
Oh,
they're the two people who did it. Well, lo and behold, now the issue is not what he said.
No.
It's in the New York Times again today, and this time it's Angelitos aides admit leaking, and obviously they are now accused of leaking.
And they're rather defensive again.
And leak means something negative in this country at the moment. It may not mean that in the future, but
does.
The word leak, that's right, leak means bad. And, you know, the Chronicle on the Barry Bonds story has got its reporters at risk on the leak issue. So leak means bad, period. No matter what it means in the dictionary, it means bad in the minds of the public.
It means leaker.
It means leaker, which you...
Yes, it's like loser.
And so suddenly the Angelitos campaign, that's in trouble anyway at the moment, trying to find its way, doesn't have an answer to anything, seems to be transfixed now. We're trying to figure out how to extricate themselves from this, I think, PR disaster.
Oh, and
on
didn't
this
help
leak.
That Mr. Schwarzenegger, Governor Schwarzenegger, yesterday appeared in L.A., signed the minimum wage hike, standing right next to him. Speaker of the House.
Fabian
Nunez, a Democrat, with a lot of other Democrats hanging out. Oh, man. It is not pretty here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're going to make it a little prettier.
And the commercials that the governor has out there, you're talking about being timing. You bring car back into the state, their commercial is about child pornography and whether or not Angelitos took a good position
They're good.
On the issue.
They're
they
good.
Are the best.
Man. We're keeping it real. 960 The Quake. We have John Scott with all the latest news and headlines coming up. And then, after the break, we got Jeff Cooner from Inside Magazine. He'll be giving us the perspective from inside the Beltway. All here. Keep it real with Will and Willie. 960 The Quake.
She's not Mexican.
No.
Because she said something. I thought she was Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican are the same thing as Cuban. I mean, they're all very hot. They have the, you know, the black blood in them and part of the Latino blood in them.
717 at 960 The Quake. Good morning, I'm John Scott, and here's the latest headlines from the newsroom. We may have a breakthrough in the long, bitter labor fight between the group that represents many of San Francisco's big hotels and the union that reps those workers. A tentative agreement reached yesterday afternoon between Unite Now Local 2 and the multi-employer group. They represent hotels like the Four Seasons and the Fairmont and other big hotels in the city. A source for the union says a raise for its membership is in the offing, along with full, free health care for workers. The governor's race in California, as you heard Will and Willie talk about, has not been especially breathtaking. A minor skirmish between the two camps continues. Here's a reset from the Quake's Andy Jordan.
It may not be Watergate, but the political ramifications could feel like it. Phil Angelides' camp admits it downloaded the tape of the governor talking about a Hispanic legislator, but a campaign manager wants a pass since it was on the governor's public website. Not so fast, according to a Schwarzenegger official who says it was on a password-protected part of the website. The governor's security force, the CHP, is investigating.
Quake traffic at 719 in Oakland, a mess right before the 580 split on westbound 24. Multi-car crash. We know it's now blocking just the right lane, but it's going to be backed up to the Caldecott anyway. BART running on time. The metering lights are on at the Baybridge Toll Plaza, the backup to the 880 overcrossing. One more day of inland heat, and then we'll have a big cool down. Sunny today, 60s coast, 70s and 80s around the bay, and as warm as the mid-90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Your favorite shows have come together in one great place, the new CW Television Network. Get ready, 'cause here we come. America's Next Top Model, Gilmore Girls, Smallville, One Tree Hill, Runaway, Everybody Hates Chris, and that's just the beginning. The new CW is launching Wednesday with the eye-popping two-hour season premiere of America's Next Top Model, the new CW Television Network.
Starts Wednesday at 8 on the CW Bay Area, 44 Cable 12.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice home phone service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV.
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD digital radio yet? If not, go to crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tutor for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at crutchfield.com.
A 9.
A.M. at 9:60 a.m. You are keeping it real on Wednesday, September 13th, 2006. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
Good morning, sir. We also have, or we're getting, I don't know if we have. Let me look up on my call screener. Do we have
Jeffrey?
We don't have Jeffrey Cooner. He's nowhere to be seen, yes.
7:20, he's checking in with us.
One would think, wouldn't one?
Yes, about.
I guess one would be wrong. But that's happened before.
Well, we probably have to call him someplace. But in the meantime,
In the meantime.
It was a busy day. We got the House. The Republicans are fighting amongst themselves. First, you got Republican, the House Republican leader, John Boehner, saying that Democrats are more interested in protecting the terrorists than protecting the American people.
He was very careful to say, I wonder if the Democrats are more interested.
Yes, yes, you're right.
I wonder, which is a clever way to initiate the debate, because the man listening to it, or the person listening to it, drops their I wonder and goes right to
the Democrats. Yeah.
Correct. The Democrats.
And then we got the Republicans fighting over amongst themselves, which is interesting. The House Republicans are going to be passing a bill. They got a bill before themselves about Bush's wiretaps. And you have the Wilson bill and the Flake bill and the Schiff bill. And there are all sorts of different bills giving the president the authority to wiretap.
It's really a challenge for people holding elective office, because you really do want to be in a position where what occurred on 9/11 must never occur again. And part of what happened with 9/11 was a failure to interpret, the failure to look at, and the failure to review information. The business of electronic eavesdropping has become a great method, and it's serialized in places like 24 and others. You listen in on people's conversations. And many times in the listening process, when it's reported, it is because you've picked up something that creates a problem and is a challenge for the security and the safety. So very few politicians want to be in a position where they're being ACLU type when they, at this stage of their lives, when they step up to the plate and say, let's, in some manner, hold the leaks. The proper way to handle it, in my opinion, would be as was done many years ago in the Carter administration. You can do the wiretap, but you must go to a particular court within a very short window period of time and get relief from your wiretapping. If the court says no, you stop and that's the end of it, there's no liability. However, if the court doesn't act, you can continue to do it. And that's really the law that's there. If it was properly implemented, there would be no need for this debate among these politicians. But right now, they're all trying to prove that they're more militant about being anti-terror than their opponent, and therefore they are subject to intruding upon one's right to privacy.
Well, there was also, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie at 7:26 a.m. There was also an ABC poll that just refuted the earlier proposition that Democrats were seen as more trustworthy on the whole security thing, the anti-terrorism thing, and now the Republicans are up, not as much as they were before. Maybe that's one of the stories that Jeffrey Kuhner from Insight Magazine has. Jeffrey Kuhner, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie at 9:60 The Quake, 7:26 a.m. Jeffrey, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Good morning, man. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just been following the returns from the primaries, and it's interesting. It's very interesting. I definitely think the big story, though, for Republicans has to be Lincoln Chafee's victory over Steve Laffey up in Rhode Island. I think that, I know for a fact that my Republican sources in the White House were telling me that the White House was putting a lot of money into Chafee's campaign, and they helped him with his ground game to get a lot of voters out, and it worked. And they think now they have a chance to hold the Senate, because Rhode Island was key in their strategy to hold the Senate, because they obviously think that Chafee has a real chance in the general election. Sorry, forgive me, that Chafee does. And that Laffey, on the other hand, would just be an absolute disaster had he won.
Well, your assessment is absolutely correct, and that's why even the most flagrant pro-Bush types assisted Lincoln in his race, did they not?
Yeah, no, they did. There was a lot of support from a lot of, Karl Rove's people, Ken Melman's people. The RNC put a lot of money, a lot of effort. They helped with the grassroots in terms of reaching out even to independents and Democrats, asking Democrats to drop their party affiliation just to come out and vote. They really put everything they had into this. And I have to say, it's Chafee's played his cards extremely well. I mean, for example, what he did last week was he deliberately held up. I remember we talked about this last week about the Bolton nomination for the to be reappointed as ambassador to the United Nations. Well, George Voinovich was the one who had been holding up that appointment, and Voinovich signaled that he was going to, you know, basically support Bolton. And at the last minute, Chafee was the one who then held up the vote from allowing it to go to the floor. And basically, he was telling the White House in a very strong way, either I get the kind of support I need, or you guys are going to lose. I mean, you're going to lose control of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, along as well as with the Senate. And it certainly got the message across, and the GOP put everything they had into this campaign.
Our guest is Jeffrey Kuhner from InsightMag.com. It's the Washington Times magazine. And Jeffrey doesn't come from the same side of the aisle as we do, but he has an impartial view of things. And he shares it with us every Wednesday here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Jeffrey, Willie Brown again. There doesn't appear to be, however, any other surprises in the primary results. Would you not agree with that? Jeffrey?
Hi, sorry, Willie. There's a lot of static on the phone, so I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, what I said was that there doesn't appear to be any other surprises from the primary campaign, does it?
No, not really. I think the only one that's a little bit of a surprise, and I do think it's something of an historical nature, is Keith Ellison up in Minnesota, a Minnesota Democrat, who could be the first Muslim American in Congress. He's someone who faced a very stiff challenge from three other Democrats. My sources are telling me up in Minnesota, he did have some problems. He's got tax issues, late parking tickets. He used to be a supporter of the Nation of Islam and of Louis Farrakhan, but he has since renounced that. In fact, apparently even a local Minneapolis Jewish newspaper endorsed him. He's got a lot of charisma. He's somebody that I think people may want to keep their eye on. Apparently he can really deliver a speech. He's a liberal Democrat. He basically ran on an anti-war campaign to pull the troops out of Iraq and for universal health care. So he's very much somebody up in the Minnesota progressive liberal tradition.
DFL. Jeffrey, we're going to try to get a better line. Can you stick with us for another segment here?
Sure.
Okay, the line, we get a little static on it, but we appreciate everything you're bringing to us.
It's being recorded.
Yes.
I think by the government.
I think Mr. Boehner is already on our butts. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. We got John Scott standing by with all the latest news and headlines, and then we'll have more with Jeffrey Kuhner from Inside Mag, all here on 960 The Quake.
At 960 The Quake. Here's the latest in the Quake newsroom. Doctors Medical Center in San Pablo and Pinole treats everyone regardless of their ability to pay. It looks like that policy is in danger of putting them out of business. The emergency rooms, now only accepting walk-in patients, may soon simply have to close. And they say that that will be a big blow to the communities. Management of these centers say the crushing weight of under- and uninsured patients is costing them $1 million a month. The campaign accused of releasing cuts of Governor Schwarzenegger calling an assemblywoman a, quote, hot-blooded Latina, says it was public information. But Katie Levinson with Schwarzenegger's campaign says she doesn't buy it.
One has to wonder why you would leak something that was publicly available. One has to wonder why the L.A. Times would source something anonymously if it was publicly available.
Levinson says the move was unethical and probably illegal, but those with Phil Angelides' campaign said they didn't do anything wrong. The campaigns have not done much policy work lately. Both candidates' fire squads are out trying to extinguish their respective blazes. Here's Quake Traffic in the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center at 7:32. Brought to us this time by Table for Six. Tracy troubles between, I'd say, the 205 and North Flynn off-ramp. There was a big rig that had the right lane blocked, and there was an oil spill, and crews had to put absorbent down, so that whole stretch is pretty slow through there this morning. 24 westbound, right before you get onto 580, five-car accident, major injuries. We thought just one lane was blocked, two of them blocked. It could be backed up into the tunnel headed that direction. Bart's on time. And the Bay Bridge, meter and lights on, back up beyond the 880 overcrossing. Call Table for Six Total Adventures today and meet someone amazing this weekend. No one matches more friendly, good-looking singles than Table for Six. Find your happiness this weekend. Call today or visit tableforsix.com. It's your life. Live it. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. One more day of inland heat today. Sunny. 60s coast, 70s and 80s around the bay. Places like Livermore and Antioch, 95, 96 this afternoon. Keeping it real with Will and Willie and Jeff Cooner continues on 960 The Quake.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Represent your colors. The silver and black with your official customized 2006 Mitsubishi Raider Nation truck from the new East Bay Mitsubishi. Come by and enter for a chance to kick for the brand new 2006 Mitsubishi Raider truck at every Raiders home game.
Truck awarded at the final Raiders home game.
Come by East Bay Mitsubishi and enter for your chance to kick to win at 11858 San Pablo Avenue in El Cerrito, off Highway 80 by the Del Norte BART station. Visit eastbaymitsubishi.com. 510-992-2000. Mitsubishi, driven to thrill.
Radio sounds pretty good right now, but I'm going to peel that back to discover what's between the stations. It's HD radio. With an HD radio receiver, you hear a delightfully unexpected world of new music, fascinating talk, and in-depth news, all presented with crystal clear fidelity. And HD radio is free. Find out more by logging on to amazon.com/HD radio. That's amazon.com/HD radio. HD radio. Discover it.
960 The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station.
Ready? Go! Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up.
And that down, is a tape of Arnold Schwarzenegger's first date with Maria Shriver. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. It is 7:38 a.m. on the line. We have Mr. Jeffrey Cooner from Insight Magazine who joins us here on a regular basis. Good morning, Mr. Cooner. We hear you're on a better line.
Yeah, it's much better now, Will.
Thanks for being with us. What else you got going on in D.C.? I know there's so much. You got the Republicans throwing out the fear factor to America, and you get America responding, according to an ABC poll. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at that poll. I got to tell you, I don't really trust the polls right now. I think it just takes a snapshot of opinion. You know, obviously, with the fifth anniversary of 9/11, and everything that sort of conjures up, I think Americans will always rally to Bush on the security issue to some degree, especially in terms of homeland security, because there hasn't been attack on American soil in the last 5 years, but. All the sources I've been talking to have been just pointing to me and telling me the same thing again and again, which is that it does look like it's going to be a very, very good year for Democrats come November. Republicans still look to me very much on the defensive. I don't think it's as bad as it was a couple months ago, but they're very much on the defensive. I don't see them holding. I mean, I'd be shocked if they held the House. And I think they're in trouble in the Senate. I don't think Democrats will take the Senate. I think the Chafee victory yesterday, I think, is a big one for Republicans. But I think they will. I think that the Republicans will lose at least 3 to 4 seats in the Senate. It looks to me like a very, very good year for Democrats.
And, Jeffrey, what do you think of Mr. Bush's speeches of late? He seems to have hit his stride. He seems to be very comfortable, and it's all around 9/11. And he seems to be using 9/11 as a platform for his politics. Mr. Kennedy so accused him.
Yeah, he has been hitting his stride. Willie, what I can tell you is this. The White House has definitely gone into crisis mode over the last couple of months. A lot of key sources there have been telling me that the president has now come to the realization that literally the next few months is going to be make it or break it time in terms of his legacy. And it's not just the midterm elections. The really key issue for him is Iraq. And he now very much fears that you could have the eruption of a major civil war in Iraq. And so what the president has done is, as we reported at Insight this week, in fact, it's our cover story, the president now has finally acceded to his father's urgings. Bush 41 has been urging the president now for quite a while to get some of Bush 41's old sort of foreign policy hands to help him out on the Iraq issue. And so what the president has done is he has now used Jim Baker, Bush 41's former Secretary of State, as his basic de facto envoy to deal with the whole Iraq situation. And Baker has been flying back and forth to Baghdad, trying to get a deal among the three major ethnic groups. He has been flying out to Jordan, to Egypt, to Saudi Arabia. And he is now exerting more and more influence on the Iraq policy for Bush. Baker has been telling Bush in private that Bush now has to basically lay out an exit strategy, that you cannot just keep the troops there indefinitely. And so Baker is now strongly urging the president to pull the troops out by 2007. If they're not completely gone by 2007, for most of them to be gone. And it looks like Bush now is starting to fall in line. Now, what I can tell you is this. My sources close to Condi Rice have been telling me that she has not been happy with this. She feels that Baker has basically come in and taken the ground out from under her. She's not happy about Baker's role and Baker's growing influence. And the key thing, which I think is very interesting, is the big loser in all this has been Don Rumsfeld. People around Rumsfeld are telling me that he is absolutely furious. Rumsfeld didn't want to stay on in the second term. He let that known to a lot of people that he was very tired, but he did consider Iraq to be his legacy, to be his baby, as he put it. And so he decided to stick around to see it through to the end, and basically now control over the Iraq policy has now gone from Rumsfeld to some degree Condi Rice, although she still has a major say, obviously. But it's certainly gone from Rumsfeld to Baker. And this is a huge blow to Don Rumsfeld. So I think Bush feels more comfortable, frankly, just in his own mind, that this whole Iraq war issue is going to be settled.
It's funny that he's saying one thing to the nation, that we have to stay the course. And then underneath, I mean, in order to counteract the Democrats who are saying we got to get out, and then after all of his slate of people get reelected in November, then he's going to do exactly what he was counseling against.
Yeah, well, what Baker is basically counseling to him is that this idea of a democratic Iraq is just not feasible. That if Bush insists in this sort of idea of having a kind of Western American-style liberal democracy, then literally the American troops will be there for another 100 years. What his argument is, what you want to do is you want to have some kind of a functional state, some kind of representative government. But as he'd been telling Bush again and again, let the Iraqis sort out their own mess. And what kind of government they have, as long as it's semi-friendly to the United States, as long as it's semi-functional, as long as it's semi-representative, even if it's a weak state, that should be fine. That's a victory. And, you know, declare victory and bring the troops home.
There's a report, Jeffrey, there's a report that the current head of Iraq went over to Iran and asked for assistance. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I got it. Willie, I have to say, if there's one thing I've been very privileged at Insight is, we have somebody within the Iranian government. I have to be very, very careful how I couch this, but we have somebody high up in the Iranian government who has been providing us so far with very, very good intelligence. And what he has been telling us, what this person has been telling us, is that the Iranians have been exercising greater and greater influence in southern Iraq. In fact, the Iranian regime openly welcomed the invasion of Iraq because their thinking was that this would give them a prime opportunity to expand their influence over the Shiites in southern Iraq. And now the Iranian regime is hoping to inflict a sort of Vietnam-style humiliation on the United States. They would love to see the United States leave that country with their tail between their legs and to basically claim victory. And they have been using militias in the South to wage all sorts of attacks, not only against Iraqi civilians, but against American troops. What's interesting, though, is that as Iran is exercising greater control over the Iraqi government, what this source has been telling me is that there is a lot of disaffection with the current Iranian regime in Iran itself. This source tells me at least over 80% of the Iranian people don't like the mullahs, don't like the theocratic state they live under, don't like a lot of the corruption that they've been seeing, and there is a huge appetite for a vast change. So what this source has been urging me to basically try to urge people in Washington and the United States is, the last thing the Iranian dissidents want and need right now is another military strike or any kind of attack by the United States or the West against Iran's regime. They think that will be the worst thing that could happen because that will galvanize support for the regime.
Public opinion will rally around the national...
Exactly. And so he's saying that would be an absolute disaster. In fact, what they need and what they're not getting so far, and this has been shocking to them, is they need more covert assistance, political assistance, diplomatic assistance. In other words, what they need is help in terms of galvanizing people power, because they think the broad level of support is there to eventually overthrow this regime. And basically they're saying, look, we can take care of Ahmadinejad for you if you just let us, through peaceful civil action on the streets of Tehran and across the country, if you let that to flourish and develop. And it's another point that, frankly, Baker has been stressing to Bush, which is you can use soft power to accomplish your goals. In many ways, it's much more effective than military power.
If only he knew what soft power meant.
As always, Jeffrey, you bring good words to us, a ton of information. Let's put that cruise missile discussion on hold till we next hook up with you.
Okay.
Because we got to go, but thank you very much for giving us your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care, Willie. Take care, Will.
Thank you. Jeffrey Cooner from Insight Magazine was our guest. And coming up, of course, the Burst of Durst. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we have from Project Censor, Mr. Peter Phillips. All here. Keeping it real. John Scott is in the studio with all the latest headlines on 960 The Quake, 7:47 a.m.
Do you have any moments of doubt that we fought the wrong war? That there's something wrong with the perception of America overseas?
Well, those are two different questions. Did we fight the wrong war? And absolutely, I have no doubt. The war came to our shores. Remember that. We had a foreign policy that basically said, let's hope calm works. And we were attacked.
But those weren't Iraqis.
No, I agree. They weren't Iraqis, nor did I ever say that Iraq ordered that attack. But they're part of, Iraq is part of the struggle against the terrorists.
.748 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. The government watchdog group Judicial Watch says the Mexican military and police not only come into the U.S., they come and go as they please, it appears, at least 200 times in the past 9 years. Steve Gregory has more from our L.A. Bureau.
The numbers come from a Homeland Security annual report on Mexican government incidents. Included in the report, an account by a Texas border agent on a river rescue mission who radioed colleagues to say Mexican soldiers had aimed their rifles in his direction. Also in the report, Mexican helicopters entering deep into U.S. territory and drug smugglers seemingly working with an escort of Mexican military boats. A Border Patrol spokesman says some accidental incursions should be expected in some areas because the border is poorly marked.
Flanked by Democrats, Governor Schwarzenegger yesterday signed a bill to raise our state's minimum wage.
This makes it the highest in the nation, may I remind you. And this is something that we wanted to do, of course, already since the time I came into office.
Just in time for Happy New Year, the law gives more than 1.4 million folks an increase of 75 cents an hour that begins January 1, an additional 50 cents in 2008. That'll take the rate up to $8 an hour, the highest in the country, same as Massachusetts. The Phil Angelides campaign criticized Schwarzenegger for his earlier vetoes of the same type of legislation. Quake traffic at 7:49. At a crawl, coming out of the Caldecott, and in fact probably on the eastbound side of the Caldecott, all the way up to the 580 split on westbound 24. Five-car major injury accident. Two lanes are blocked through there. Castro Valley, car drove into the wall and the driver bonked his melon on the steering wheel. He's unconscious. Ambulance responding. Something to look at. Lots of brake lights on eastbound 580 at the 238 split. Metering lights on now. And a two-car crash in toll lane number 8, the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. One more day of inland heat. Sunny today. 60s at the coast. 70s and 80s around the bay and mid-90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flame, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice home phone service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in
phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Hi, my name is Jose Cardenas, and I'm an IDEAL scholar at UC Berkeley. Latinos and African Americans compose 40% of California's diverse population, but are only 14% of students at UC Berkeley. With your help, we can make a positive change by providing more scholarships and leadership opportunities through the $1 million campaign for the IDEAL Scholars Program. Join us at www.idealscholars.org or call 415-946-3062.
960 The Quake, online at quakeradio.com, where you can give us your feedback on what's important to you. 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com. Find out about all of our specials and events and sales. Well, I hope you enjoyed the president's premature Halloween celebration, where he clothed himself as a Johnny Appleseed of fear, dropping his little terror pellets all over this great land of ours. I know I get a stiff neck from ducking his sprouted BS pitches, or was I just recoiling from the sight of his scrunched-up face and the sound of his labored reasoning? I don't know, it's hard to say. It's easy to see he really does believe that if he says something often enough, people are eventually going to believe it, no matter how often it's contradicted, even by him. Mr. Solomon, somber and sober, yeah, right. Apparently, Mr. Bush has so much respect for the 911 victims that he formed their ashes into the shape of a football and kicked them around the country for a week of electioneering photo ops. Personally, I think the point of diminishing returns has been reached. That he's gone to the well one too many times and there's a hole in his bucket now. That he's morphed into the boy who cried Wolfowitz before our very eyes. People aren't buying your load of BS anymore, Mr. B. And the message I'm hearing all over the country is pretty much get out, all of you, and take that Cheney thing with you, too. But, you know, this is an election year, and that was only his opening salvo. Yes, I'm afraid it's that time of the year when we should dig into the backs of our closet and get out our BS umbrellas and make sure we keep them open for 55 more days. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
How about that Cheney thing?
Take that Cheney thing with you. I like that. 7:56 a.m. on 960 The Quake. Now, what is that you got there? What is that story?
This is a story about a $299 sex flight.
Sex flight.
Yeah, that's what it says, a $299 sex flight. And this guy is a pilot, regular commercial pilot, but he moonlights with what he calls sex flights. And for $299, he will fly the plane around. The $299 does not include your partner. And you can have sex, mile-high sex.
Oh, join the mile-high club.
Yeah, you can join the mile-high sex. It's for 1 hour.
Is it $299 a person?
$299 a person, and you get a... it's $299 for the trip.
Oh, for the whole flip?
Yeah, for the trip.
Oh, buck and a half. That ain't
your
bad.
Partner.
Two more.
Your partner or two more? What, a foursome? What we're advocating?
This is clearly a low-budget plane because he's just got a curtain that they pull.
Oh, right.
And he puts on headphones.
I forgot to assure you privacy.
And he's got an alarm clock that lets you know the hour coming so he doesn't have to interrupt you. He has success.
Is there a mattress on the back of the plane, or are you standing up in the bathroom, or what?
I didn't get all the details of that, but it appears as if he's had 75 successful flights.
Where are we going to go to do this?
Well,
not you and I mean, separately.
I assume the station would want to cover this,
yeah.
And maybe we could broadcast from live from the 299 sex flight
from 7 miles up.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
At 35,000 feet.
And we intend to make a quake.
Last one.
Okay, we got a minute left. Thank you, Arnold. Arnold's doing our time.
It's amazing the kind of stories you find. And then you find the story of the Colombian wives and girlfriends who are saying, no more violence.
Or no more sex.
That's right.
Yeah. It's called the...
go ahead.
Cross.
Cross leg strike.
Yeah. You remember Mrs. Reagan had that recommendation about how to control drug trafficking among students?
Oh, hell, that was, what was the play? What was the Greek play? Isn't it Lysistrata? Isn't that about it? We'll do a little bit of investigating coming up at 8:05. We're going to have Peter Phillips from Project Censor tell us about all the stories that you didn't hear about, unless you were listening to The Quake. We probably had a couple of them. And later on, Ian Inaba and Anastasia King. It's all here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, 7:58 a.m. on 960 The Quake.
Very good.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Online survey results are in. You win. The new fall season debuts September 18th on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. More bodies have been found dumped around Baghdad. CNN's Cal Perry says they're apparent victims of sectarian violence.
Over the past 24 hours in Baghdad alone, 64 bodies were found. Police telling us that they all showed signs of sectarian violence. That is, many showed signs of torture. Others were executed.
The chief prosecutor in Saddam Hussein's trial is accusing the presiding judge of being biased in favor of Hussein and wants the judge to step aside. Minimum wage earners in California will be making more money. CNN's Jim Roop joins us from Los Angeles and tells us the governor has signed a bill to raise the minimum wage.
Well, Jim, Democrats call it one from the Democratic playbook. The Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger calls it a great accomplishment. The law raises the minimum wage 75 cents this January to $7.50, takes it to $8 an hour in January of 2008. California now joins Massachusetts as having the nation's highest minimum wage, giving 1.4 million people in the state more money in their paychecks and costing employers, with just the first raise alone, another $1 million-plus in payroll dollars. I'm Jim Roop, live in Los Angeles, and in Chicago, living wages are bantied about by politicians there. Our Ed McCarthy has more.
Jim, Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce President Jerry Roper thinks the mayor has saved business opportunities for the Windy City with his veto of the minimum wage bill that targeted big retailers.
It's a big win for the people in the Chicago neighborhoods, a big win for business, because it brings back a level of predictability to this city that the business community needs to have.
Then the mayor says the ordinance would have driven businesses away from poor areas out to the suburbs. Proponents say the ordinance is needed to ensure fair wages for workers. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN.
Two key Senate primaries were in the spotlight in yesterday's elections around the country. Republican incumbent Lincoln Chafee narrowly won the nomination for November's elections in Rhode Island. And in Maryland, Congressman Ben Cardin won the Democratic nomination over Kwesi Mfume. This is CNN Radio.
It's the biggest...
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada.
Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you have HD digital radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD radio purchases for free. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD digital radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
August 17th, 2006, 960 The Quake asks you to tell us what you think about your radio station.
August 18th, an online survey goes live at QuakeRadio.com.
2 weeks later, the response from you is overwhelming. You have helped us create the next generation of progressive talk radio in the Bay Area.
September 18th,
3, 2, 1. Go time.
The new fall season, coming soon on 960 The Quake.
All right, I will keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It is 8:05 a.m., the second hour of our show. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And I just want to read this letter from Jane Harmon that she wrote because we were watching Meet the Press. You saw Meet the Press with Vice President Cheney, that Cheney thing. He was on there. And here's Jane Harmon's letter. She's a ranking Democrat at the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, and she sent this letter to Vice President Cheney yesterday on the 12th. Dear Mr. Vice President, on Sunday's Meet the Press, you stated, "We don't know whether September 11th hijacker Mohammed Atta ever met with an Iraqi intelligence officer in Prague." Just last Friday, the Senate Intelligence Committee released a report that cites multiple declassified intelligence assessments, some from as early as mid-2002, reporting evidence that the meeting did not occur. In addition, the 911 Commission concluded that the available evidence does not support the original Czech report of a meeting between Mohammed Atta and an Iraqi officer. There are also classified assessments on this topic from the Defense Intelligence Agency and Central Intelligence Agency, or Christians in Action. No, she didn't say that. Dated 20th March 2006 and 27th April 2006, respectively. The evidence is now public. The facts undisputed. The Prague meeting never happened. There was no provable link between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda prior to 9-1-1. I urge you correct your statement on Meet the Press and be accurate in any future remarks. Sincerely, Jane Harmon, ranking member.
And I'm very pleased that she published that letter because, as I said when we first reviewed Cheney's performance, there clearly was a disconnect between Cheney of yesterday and the day before that and the day before that, and Cheney on Sunday's television. And while the person, the announcer in this case, was Tim Russert, he did his best to try to pin him down. But in this business, I guess you have to always be somewhat polite, and he didn't really call him out. Well, Jane Harmon calls him out. That Cheney thing becomes that Cheney thing.
On the line with us is Peter Phillips from Project Censored, talking about their annual awards for the top 25 censored news stories. Peter, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
And what are the biggest, tell us what Project Censored does.
Well, for 30 years, we've been a media research project at Sonoma State University. where we look at thousands of news stories and narrow them down to the top 25 each year that are the most important that have not been covered by the corporate media in the United States.
And every year, these stories have flown under the radar, and they've affected Americans.
Well, about a third of them go on to get national coverage, but often too late in terms of very important issues.
Give us an example of what you mean by that.
Well, right now, the story number one is about the Internet debate in Congress and this whole idea of network neutrality. I mean, we've got the big cable companies, AT&T, Viacom, Comcast, are all pushing for the ability to control their own lines so that ISPs and certain websites they can delete or not even serve. And right now we have an open internet where you can go to any website literally in the world, and these companies are really wanting to be able to control that. So there's good indications historically where companies like Cox denied people access to the Craigslist website for a while. I mean, so we want to have network neutrality in that we make it against the law for anybody who's serving on the internet to block any site. We want total open democracy.
I had never heard about the Cox cable thing.
Well, that's part of the reason this story hasn't been covered. I mean, this is very important stuff. And people know about the debate in Congress. They really don't understand it. And it's really only been just this past summer there's been some coverage of it, but network neutrality in terms of the corporate media has not been explained, or the level of how that will impact democracy in the United States.
Isn't the control, however, in some cases based on their need to extract some monies out of the use of their system rather than just being the
people who are trying to keep you? Well, that's what they claim, and they're spending millions of dollars to lobby Congress to make millions and even billions more. And in the past 5 years, I mean, most countries in the world are having government involvement or cities are putting in Wi-Fi, and so people can have 100% of the people in the city can have access to the Internet. We've got 56 cities in the U.S. today that are on Wi-Fi. So to have private companies
selling
us... San
Francisco is one of those 56.
Yes. So having private companies sell us levels of service so that for, you know, $39 a month you can have a certain access to the Internet, and for $59 you can have more, and for, you know, $79 you can have full access. Having these levels diminishes access for people, certainly people with lower incomes.
And that's the plan, is to have the tiered levels.
Tiered levels, and the ability, it's not against the law, to block access to certain websites.
And
or to make it really slow.
It wouldn't block the access. What it would do is pretty much say you wanted to go to ABC.com, it'd be like taking a Ferrari. And if you wanted to go to BuzzFlash.com, it'd be like taking a tricycle.
Exactly.
Yeah. And BuzzFlash.com actually are the people who had this top story, weren't they?
BuzzFlash was the ones that, it was Elliot Cohen writing in BuzzFlash in July, that was really talking about how the Internet Freedom got axed and why corporate news is being censored, you know, is not covering that story. He was the one that really laid that out.
So that it's clear to the listeners, how would the companies that are seeking this control, how would they be compensated at the moment if it continued to be the open system that you're advocating?
Well, if they're still providing, I mean, if you provide a satellite service to somebody like, I live out in the country and we have a satellite link, you're going to be paying for that link. I just want to be able to access everything on the Internet without having to go through filters.
We're speaking with Peter Phillips from Project Censored out in Sonoma State. Are you at Sonoma State? How are you connected with these people?
I'm a professor in sociology department here at Sonoma State. I've been here 12 years.
And with Project Censored?
I've been director for 10. So Carl Jensen founded the project in 1976, and we have over 200 faculty and students that are engaged in the research year-round.
What are some of the other stories that have not been covered?
Well, I think one of the stories that it's in the top 10 that I think is really important is how the American Civil Liberties Union, just about a year ago now, released 44 autopsy reports on detainees who had been held in prisons in Iraq and Afghanistan. And this was obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. And these 44 reports, 21 of them list the death of the people, of the victims, as homicides. Now, they put this out. They said that there was clear indication from the autopsy reports these people were tortured to death. The other 23 people died from heart failure, and their bodies were in similar shape. They had been badly beaten, and they were in extremely bad shape. This story came out. It was picked up by Associated Press, and it went out to all 1,700 newspapers in the United dailies in the country. It went out to 5,000 radio and television stations, and less than a dozen newspapers actually ran the story. So this was absolute proof that we had been torturing people to death in Iraq and Afghanistan during the first few years of the war. And it ran one time in about a dozen papers, and then never was covered again. And so this was available. I mean, so here's a story where editors for some reason are selectively deciding, well, the American people don't want to know that.
You also, in your report, indicates that Halliburton actually has been selling nuclear technology to Iran. What's that story?
That's story number two. That is how Halliburton has been charged. But this was from Global Research. Jason Leopold wrote the story, and they're saying that Halliburton has, through one of their subsidiaries in Iran, Halliburton Products and Services, a subsidiary of Halliburton that's registered in the Cayman Islands, has been in violation of Clinton's 95 executive order of no new investments in Iran, and that they are still there doing business even to this day, and that they have been selling nuclear technologies, including centrifuges, to Iran for 10 years.
Doesn't it just make you shudder with frustration?
Halliburton obviously is a government unto itself.
Well, their stocks went up hugely since 9/11, as most defense contractors, and so there's some real vested interest in having this total war on terror.
Well, it's nice to know that our vice president is making money.
Oh, he still gets $200,000 a year from them.
our guest is Peter Phillips. He's the director of Project Censored, which is located in Sonoma State. You guys, and he's with us here, 960 The Quake. You guys are having a big confab in November, right?
Absolutely, and Will's going to come up for that.
I'm going to tell a couple of jokes. Is it the award ceremony itself?
Well, it's the award ceremony, but last year Molly Ivins wrote about Project Censored and listed our top 10. It was the first time we ever got in the Chicago Tribune. And so we're having, and she suggested that we have a media accountability awards. And so we're having a media accountability conference November 3rd and 4th, where the authors of these stories will be doing panels, and it's a workshop and a conference. You can register online at projectcensored.org, and students actually take this as a class here. So we'll have Jeff Cohen from FAIR will be our keynote speaker, and then Will be telling some stories and jokes on Saturday night.
And you're doing that two or three days before the November election.
That's the weekend right before.
And believe me, Will be well-informed enough to be able to tell you exactly the results. He is wired in to how the elections will be decided.
And that'll be one of the censored stories in 2007.
So Will knows about how the voting machine companies are pre-setting the election results?
Yes, Diebold has already set the election.
We got an inside scoop. That's right.
And the Republicans, through subterfuge, are going to maintain control of the 110th Congress, both houses. I will be shocked. I will be shocked.
If they don't do that. You talked about, in one of your stories you said that was not covered, was the air war in Iraq, and that civilians are being killed.
This is Seymour Hersh, and this was when he wrote in the New Yorker in December, and it was also Dar Jamal writing in about the same time, and how that as we withdraw, and I heard you guys talking earlier this morning, about the need for withdrawing by 2007. As we withdraw, there will be a greater dependency on U.S. military air power that will be tied into Iraqi troops, and the Air Force is worried about that because they're worried about Iraqis being in control of targeting for various reasons, like, get rid of somebody you don't like. But additionally, air defense or air bombing kills far more civilians, and it's just not that accurate. So we had original reports back 16 months into the war where over 100,000, this was a John Hopkins study, where over 100,000 civilians had died at that point, mostly from aerial bombing. So if we accelerate aerial bombing, the increased cost will be Iraqi civilian deaths, mostly families and kids and that.
Well, Peter Phillips, thank you so much for joining us from Project Censored. I'm looking forward to November 3rd and 4th. I'm going to be up there. I know the party that I'm performing at is somewhere else, but...
That's right next to the university.
Yeah, but the conference is at the university itself.
Yes, it is.
And people can get more information by going where, sir?
ProjectCensored.org. All the stories we talk about are all www.projectcensored.org. The Media Accountability Conference is listed there. You can register online. And then all of our research studies, bias in the Associated Press, and the election fraud in 2004, all of that is on our website as well.
Peter, is there a price associated with the conference?
The conference for 2 days, including lunch and the party, is $70.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah, no, it's a good deal. We try to make it really accessible for people. It's all day Friday, lunch on Saturday, and a party that night with music, speakers all day, and
seminars?
Quite an event.
And do you have limited space, or is it wide open?
We're pretty open. Our target is to get about 300 registered people. And we're on our way at this point.
And for a list of speakers and times and those stories, go to projectcensored.org. Thank you for joining us, Peter Phillips.
Thanks very much, Will and Willie.
960 The Quake. It's 8:19. We're going to be coming back with your calls at 866-960-5753. Talk to us here. Let's hear what John Scott has to say about all the latest news headlines and traffic here on 960 The Quake.
We always talk about what you're reading. As you know, there was a report that you have just read the works of a French philosopher. Can you tell us the backstory of Camus?
The backstory of the book?
Well, what led you?
Crawford, and I said I was looking for a book to read, and Laura said you ought to try Camus. I also read three Shakespeare's.
It's 8:20. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. Gas prices are lower than they've been in months, indeed. But how long will they last? Here's one guy's take. Michael Santoli at Barron's Magazine says don't expect to pay much more until stations start getting the blend for this winter.
How much we might expect them to go up, it's very difficult to say. Right now, you know, you have the refineries switching toward making heating oil. You're already seeing some optimistic talk about maybe a warm winter in the Northeast, which could overall bring demand down.
The conspiracy theorists among us also know that after record profits this year and a record tax break from Congress, isn't it quite convenient for prices to drop with the election looming? A new food bank is open in San Francisco's Hunters Point neighborhood. It's at the Bret Hart Elementary School out near Candlestick. That's the food bank's 150th neighborhood location, helping feed the needy in the city. If you're planning on going to the 49er Rams game on Sunday at Candlestick, Sam Trans will give you a ride. It's a great alternative to driving. A round-trip ride, $15. They're taking 6 different routes on the peninsula to get to the ballpark, and you'll get there a half hour before kickoff, 20 minutes after the game's over. Here's quick traffic at 8:21. Dreadful on westbound 24. Your backup will start about a mile before the Caldecott and then all the way to the 580 split. There was a crash right at 580 and 80 that's been cleared, but we have a new crash now on the shoulder just before Highway 13 as you come out of the tunnel. Bay Bridge lights are on. Of course, back up as well into the maze now. Castro Valley, folks still tending to a crash that may be cleared to the shoulder. The driver knocked himself out when he hit the wall, 580 eastbound at 238. Quake weather today. Big cooling trend in effect. It will happen tomorrow, though. One more day of inland heat. 60s coast, 70s and 80s around the bay, mid-90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes.
This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original, Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BAR or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Represent your colors. The silver and black with your official customized 2006 Mitsubishi Raider Nation truck from the new East Bay Mitsubishi. Come by and enter for a chance to kick for the brand new 2006 Mitsubishi Raider truck at every Raiders home game.
Truck awarded at the final Raiders home game.
Come by East Bay Mitsubishi and enter for your chance to kick to win at 11858 San Pablo Avenue in El Cerrito, off Highway 80 by the Del Norte BART station. Visit eastbaymitsubishi.com. 510-992-2000. Mitsubishi, driven to thrill.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice home phone service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall, and we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer, and before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
San Francisco and the Bay Area's home for progressive talk. 960, The Voice.
Wednesday, Thursday, my day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the rest of fun days. From now on until the very end, in our hearts, we're keeping it, keeping it, keeping it real.
Bringing the news to you as we see it, not as they sell it. We are keeping it real. Will and Willie at 960 The Quake. It is 8:25 a.m. and Wednesday, September 13th, 2006. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And it's a day, it's a post-primary day. It means 55 days left to the election. And there is so much going on. It's hard to keep up with everything. It really is. I mean, I get a stack of papers here. There's, of course, Hugo Chavez has announced that it's plausible the U.S. government was involved in September 11th attacks.
And he bases his conclusion on the basis of television shows that he's seen, describing and covering it. He believes the content of those stories, and he is concluding that it is a possibility.
Yes.
That's it.
He even says it's a possibility.
In the bombing of the Pentagon, and the plane that hit the Pentagon, it really didn't appear to be an airplane because there have been no remnants of the plane have been found. Well, that obviously is not true. But nevertheless, that's what he says.
Well, that's one of the conspiracy theories that are around here. I got to see that movie, Loose Change. I wonder if anybody went to our little screening yesterday. Yesterday, the Quake had its first ever movie night at the Dark Room on Mission Street. And they showed Loose Change Part 2 along with Jeff Ross's Patriot Act, which was a documentary about a bunch of comics going to Iraq on a USO tour. And
then Phil Mature this morning had in his column...
Yes, again!
The Willie Brown component of it.
The debunking of the Willie Brown myth.
But it was in the same newspaper where they now have my friend Miss Rice hooked up with some Canadian minister.
Yeah, who's the minister in Canada? This blonde guy.
So, yeah, his girlfriend dumped him.
Yeah.
His girlfriend dumped him, and as a result of her dumping him, because he switched parties, and she decided to stay with the other party, and she's having all connections. His name is Peter McKay, I think is his name. And now he has been seen
Minister
taking
Finance.
A stroll with Condoleezza Rice. And they point out that he's 40 and she's 51, and that he appears to have an interest in older women
mm.
as a as a 40-year-old.
Were you ever into older women?
What?
No, I mean, as a kid, were you into older women?
What?
I don't mean now.
What kind of question is that?
I don't mean now.
I mean, when you were a kid, were you, you know, looking for a little
advice? Well, as a polite man, you never ask a woman her age.
Oh, that is true.
You never.
That's true.
You know.
And a lady should never light her own cigarette either.
If they smoke.
Yeah.
If they don't smoke, you're not going to light it. Yeah.
Don't go there lighting anything. But that's a terrible question.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Oh, no.
But I was into older women when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see. So
I like the mentoring.
Your teacher would have been prosecuted?
No. Not that young. I was a young man.
I'm worried about you, Will.
Well, you should be.
You know, the revelations that come out on the air.
Perhaps I'm giving out too much information.
I think information.
I'm telling you more than you need to know.
Oh, a lot more than listeners need to know. People are going to be asking me on the streets, what's this?
No, they don't.
What's this with Will and antiques? I mean, what am I supposed to say?
They weren't antiques at the time. They were 29. I was 21.
Oh.
That wasn't an antique.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to get it straight so that when I retell the story, I will be able to enhance it in my own way.
I have some stories. I bet you do, too.
I'm like ABC.
I wish we were on satellite so we could actually tell the stories.
Yeah.
If we were on satellite radio, we weren't constrained by the FCC.
Speaking of satellite radio, nobody hears about Howard Stern anymore. You know, the thing was all the automobiles were going to contain satellite radio capacity.
A lot of them do.
By the car.
A lot of them do.
Well,
a lot of people have balked at the $12 a month fee, though.
Right out of the box. Yeah. But it doesn't appear to be one that is continuously being covered. Maybe the guys at Sonoma State ought to check to see why there appears to be a slowdown.
Well, I think I know why Sirius is slowed down. The $400 million they're paying Howard Stern.
Hello? That's going to cut into profits.
Did not the two operations merge?
No, not yet.
They are thinking about it, though.
No, they're thinking about
becoming one.
They claim they can't because of separate facilities. They have separate deals with different car makers.
But it's not one of anything to do with the government saying
no.
Antitrust or anything
yet.
Like that.
No.
Speaking of the government's involvement, we have not focused at all on HP. Right here down the peninsula, we have our own little mini scandal. We have our own issues involving snooping and the use of devices to access using your Social Security.
Well, we'll talk about that later in the hour.
All right, I hope we will.
Yeah, because in the next segment, we have Ron Derridon from the Mineta Transportation Institute. He's going to be joining us here talking about security on public transportation, whether or not we have enough or we need more. Or are we at risk? Yes, of course we are. At all times. As are you listening to us right here. Keeping it real. Willie at 8:31 a.m. on Wednesday, September 13th. Coming up, CNN, John Scott, news, traffic, everything. All you need to know here. 960 The Quake.
It's 8:31 at 960 The Quake. Here's the latest from the Quake newsroom. Here's some great news. We may have a big breakthrough in the long, bitter labor fight between the group that represents many of the city's big hotels and the union that represents its workers. We have learned of a tentative agreement reached late yesterday afternoon between the reps for Unite Now Local 2 and the multi-employer group. They represent the Four Seasons, Fairmont, and all the other big San Francisco hotels. The source with the union says a raise is in the offing, along with full free health care for workers. The governor's race in California hasn't been exactly breathtaking on the issues lately. The minor skirmish, though, between the two camps continues. Here's a reset from the Quake's Andy Jordan.
It may not be Watergate, but the political ramifications could feel like it. The Phil Angelides camp admits it downloaded the tape of the governor talking about a Hispanic legislator, but a campaign manager wants a pass since it was on the governor's public website. Not so fast, according to a Schwarzenegger official who says It was on a password-protected part of the website. The governor's security force, the CHP, is investigating.
832 at 960, the Quake. Let's check the freeways in the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center. Brought to us this time by the Sleep Train. The drive through Orinda, through the tunnel, and up to the maze stinks right now. There was an accident, five cars, just before the 580 24 split a little while ago. That's gone. New crash in the backup. That's just in front of 13 as you come out of the tunnel. So that's why that's slow. South Bay troubles, San Jose 280 northbound just before Race Street. Ambulance rolling, and it looks like two lanes blocked there. Fremont, car block in the left lane on 680 southbound just before the Montague Expressway. South City crash, center divide, 101 southbound at Grand Avenue. Bay Bridge metering lights on, and the backup is into the maze. Right now at the Sleep Train, you can sleep free for a full year on approved credit. And for a limited time, if you buy any Select Comfort, Beauty Rest, Posturepedic, or Stearns & Foster mattress set, you get a luxurious 600 thread count sheet set. $199 value, absolutely free. Sleep Train. Check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit our website, quakeradio.com. Pretty toasty inland again today. Just for one more day, big cooling trend on the way. 60s coast this afternoon, 70s and 80s around the bay, mid-90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
Do you have a herniated disc? Degenerative disc? A sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Your favorite shows have come together in one great place, the new CW Television Network. America's Next Top Model, Gilmore Girls, Smallville, One Tree Hill, Runaway, Everybody Hates Chris, and that's just the beginning. The new CW is launching Wednesday with the eye-popping two-hour season premiere of America's Next Top Model, the new CW Television Network.
Starts Wednesday at 8 on the CW Bay Area, 44 Cable 12.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against the disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Every step we take brings us closer to a cure for the second leading cause of cancer death among women. You can do your part by walking with us on October 14th at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Hi, I'm District Attorney Kamala Harris, and in 1960, California leaders pledged that every qualified student would have a chance to seek a college education. But because of population increases, over 1 million students could be denied that chance. Learn how you can help. Join the Campaign for College Opportunity at 1-800-459-9586 or collegecampaign.org. Let's work together to ensure college opportunity for all students who seek it.
From deep beneath the bowels of the Willie Brown Communications Center here, KQKE, we are beaming out the marching orders for liberals across the country and keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It is 8:38 a.m. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown, and that always shocks me from deep in the bowels of
the Willie Brown's communication.
Yeah, I start looking around to see if there's something I miss.
And as our guest is
Rod Dearden. Right out of the Mineta Institute, and Mineta being the middle name of my daughter. My daughter's name is Sydney Mineta Brown, and it also carries the name of the former mayor, the former congressman, the former secretary of transportation, all right here at the Mineta Institute for Transportation. Rob Dearden, a man who served as a supervisor in Santa Clara County for a number of years, has now taken on the awesome responsibility to try to help make California transportation, public transportation, sensitive.
Willie, it's nice to be here, and Norm was in town a couple of weeks ago. I'm sure he would send his regards to you and looks forward to being on the show at some time in the future.
I actually had dinner with him on the first night of his arrival, shortly after he came down from the Napa Valley Transportation Systems discussions and camera rolling. He seemed to be in good form and in good shape.
Well, his new responsibility as vice chair of Hill Knowlton International has him very busy again. Of course, he, like you, will always be busy. He's going to die with his boots on, and he's enjoying it very much.
No, there is a difference. I am not going to die.
Well, I think if you asked Norm, he'd say the same thing.
Absolutely.
I'm going to live forever.
What goes on at the transportation agency down at the Transportation Institute today down there?
Willie, it's really grown dramatically. It's been in operation now through three authorizations, beginning in 1991. I took it over in 1994, and it's grown to the point where we have 157 certified research associates, of which at any time maybe 50 to 60 to 70 are working on projects for us. We have we do two national symposia per year, two regional or statewide forums per year. We have a Master of Science in Transportation Management and a certificate in transportation management, and we have a certificate in transportation security management, which are all taught through video conferencing through the California Department of Transportation video conference bridge to 24 locations around the state and throughout the nation. And so it's become quite big. Pardon me, it's become quite big and I think quite respected throughout the state and nation.
So this is basically an educational research facility in which people who are associated can, in fact, ultimately be credentialed at the higher educational level.
It's a full California State University Master of Science in Transportation Management, yes, Willie. And at the same time, we do the top research in the nation on three categories of research. Remember, we're created directly and funded by Congress, so we're established to be an objective research source for Congress and the California legislature and others. We do policy research on transportation as it relates to transportation security, surface transportation security. We also study surface transportation financing, knowing that the gas tax is going down now because the gallonage is going down. We have to find another source of funding to take the place of the gas tax as their primary source of funding for transportation. We also do transportation and land use, or the environmental aspects of surface transportation studies, especially as it relates to infill developments, or what we call transit-oriented developments, developments in and around transit stations, and other kinds of research that we're asked to do by our bosses, the state and federal government.
Our guest is Rod Dearden from the Mineta Transportation Institute. He's joining us here on 960 The Quake at 8:42 a.m.
What, when did you get the assignment to do some research on the security involving transportation, and does that assignment cover all aspects of transportation?
Willie, we were really lucky, you might say fortuitous, that a good friend of mine was leaving the RAND Corporation in 1995, and we ran into each other, had a chat. He was the director of the RAND Corporation Counterterrorism Study Program. That's right. Our first study was in 1995. We did a symposium in 1996, a national symposium on transportation security, counterterrorism, we called it at that time. And we did it because I had a sense that we were vulnerable. Brian had a whole lot of background on the subject, so we brought people together, 200 directors of transportation, transit agencies, state departments of transportation came together, and we published the proceedings. Then we did case studies on every major terrorist attack against the transportation program since 1990. We've got 16 of them now, best practices case studies. That we publish in a desensitized way. We also have the very sensitive data on those case studies, too, to try to teach our people in the United States how to be secure in the very best way possible, given the best practices.
Publish in a sensitized way. What do you mean? Desensitized
way.
So that means no secret information has been leaked.
That's right. Well, if we were to put all of the information that we gleaned in our research into the report, it would become a how to do it book for the bad guys on how to attack us. So we have to be circumspect in the way we publish it formally. At the same time, our researchers have that more sensitive information, and when we pull together our forums and teaching experiences, we can teach the people from the more sensitive information.
So all the terrorist has to do is register it. Not worry about it online. When they come to the meeting,
get the Angelinas people there to hack your website.
It's the we really don't think that's going to happen because most of our students, in fact, all of our students are employed people. They come from California Department of Transportation. They work for the various transit agencies around the state. They're consultants for the large consulting organizations like Parsons Brinckerhoff and Bechtel and Parsons and so on. And those are the ones that we're teaching in our courses.
Well, with the attack upon the rail system in Spain that allegedly was a terrorist work product, with the same thing happening in London, I assume that there are multiples now beyond what you considered back in 1995 to look at. And if so, how does your researchers think there's been a change in the patterns of terrorism, or is it tracking the way they predicted it would?
Well, that's exactly the kind of research we do. We have done an evaluation using the net and the web resources as well as other resources of every terrorist attack against the transportation system reported since 1920. We've coded those by the characteristics of the attack, how many people were killed, how many people were hurt, what the mode of the explosive or destruction device was, what the mode attacked was, bus, rail, whatever. And we can do trend analysis now just by pushing the button on the computer of those kinds of attacks. What the trend is, obviously, as you see it, towards atrocity. And no longer are individuals attempted to be killed or a train to be stopped and robbed or whatever is going to be occurring in the far distant past. Now the terrorist objective is to stop our economy. There's no question that Al-Qaeda's objective is to bankrupt the United States. They intend to do that by keeping people from going to and from work and from product from going to and from the marketplace. They did that very effectively at 9/11. Our airline industry went into shock. It still hasn't completely recovered. And we lost billions and billions and billions of dollars and have spent even more billions in trying to protect ourselves. If they're trying to do that now with Madrid and with London, by attacking our allies and pulling our allies away from us. And they did it with Spain. You know, Spain was attacked. The leadership of Spain that was supporting us in Al-Qaeda was then turned out of office. The new leadership has withdrawn their support, and they were successful in Spain. They've done the same kind of things with Japan and other of our allies. They tried to do it in London. It didn't work for two reasons in London. First, their second round of bombs didn't go off. And secondly, the Londoners are tough. They've had two decades of experience with the IRA. They know what bombings are. They get right back on the train the next day and trust their systems. And so they didn't allow that to affect their economy.
And what is it that we as ordinary citizens can do? I mean, you guys have all the information. You have all the suggestions. Where do we get them?
Well, I think the best thing we can do is to go about our business. Be vigilant. Be prepared to report the bag that's left in the subway system or the oddly acting person that's in the subway system. But not to
the
stop.
The oddly acting person in public transportation? What are you talking about?
Well,
58% of the riders.
For example, if someone carrying a big pack sack with wires hanging out the back running down the... You might want to report
Wait for me.
Report that first.
Oh, no, you're going the wrong way. Angelitos' headquarters up the street.
Those are the kinds of things, and the BART people have been taught how to do it. We have to follow the instructions, and I think we'll be just fine.
I appreciate you stepping down, Rod Dearden from the Mineta Transportation Institute, and they're studying ways to keep us safer, and government grants. It's a government agency that actually works. It's good to have one of those.
That's a transportation conference, an international transportation conference in San Jose. When is that?
Willie, that's on October the 12th, and it's a national transportation summit looking at transportation finance and figuring out how to fund our transportation systems over the next 50 years.
Is it open to the public?
It's open to the public. You have to register in advance, and you can do that through the website, the Mineta Transportation Institute website, which is Transweb.
Transweb.com. Okay.
Gov? Actually, transweb.sjsu.edu.
.edu.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming down. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. We got John Scott with all the latest headlines. And then coming up, of course, what would Willie do? And in the 9 o'clock hour, the directors of American Blackout, all here. Keeping it real, 8:50 a.m., 9:60 The Quake.
It's 8:50 at 9:60 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. Doctors Medical Center in San Pablo and Pinole treats everyone regardless of their ability to pay, not unlike similar facilities around the Bay Area. But it looks like that policy in danger of putting DMC out of business. The emergency rooms, which now accept only walk-in patients, may simply shut down altogether. Management of these community-run centers say the crushing weight of under- and uninsured patients is costing them $1 million a month. The highest criminal appeals court in Texas says it will consider reinstating a conspiracy charge against former House Republican leader Tom DeLay. The decision to revisit this charge means that more time will pass before DeLay comes to trial on felony money laundering and conspiracy counts. A grand jury indicted DeLay and two political consultants last year on charges stemming from GOP fundraising in the 2002 midterms. DeLay insists the fundraising transactions were legal, but has since resigned his seat in Congress. In disgrace. Quake traffic at the moment. Tough ride out of the Caldecott Tunnel all morning up to the maze. There's a crash right before Highway 13 as you come out of the tunnel on westbound 24. An earlier problem near 580 is gone, but it just kind of wrecked that whole backup this morning. Solo crash just before Ray Street now on 280 northbound San Jose. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website before you head out at quakeradio.com. One more day of inland heat, and then we'll get a cool down. But sunny today, 60s coast, 70s and 80s around the bay, mid-90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN. Go Win for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years. On a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
In the 21st century, a woman shouldn't have to risk death to give birth. Yet, in many developing countries, women are dying needlessly in childbirth or from complications during pregnancy. The United Nations Population Fund is working to make motherhood safer. Population Action International supports the work being done by UNFPA. To learn more, contact us on the web at populationaction.org. That's www.populationaction.org.
960 The Quake, the Bay Area's home for the Air America Network.
Every day we ask the mayor a question of local, national, international import. And every day he digs deep into the well of wisdom and sagacity. His years of experience in public service invest upon him. And we call this segment, What Would Willie? Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Phil Angelides. Tapegate. Silly effort. Recoiled back at him. Traction little, if any, if not negative. You're the guy. You're the guy in charge. You're the guy he comes to. He sits down, looks at you, and he says, Willie Brown, how do I grab the bull by the horns and turn this election around at this point? What would Willie do?
I think he has to become the truth squad that follows in the wake of every place that the governor goes. If you will recall, in the fall last year, when the governor was being challenged by all of the various organizations that he had either insulted or reneged on or said something about, they had a fabulous strike force that everywhere he appeared, he couldn't appear without being interrupted. He couldn't appear without there being a demonstration. He could not appear without there being signs and symbols of why he should not be followed on the leadership issue involving those measures. And it worked very well. It put him off his game. Angelides has to do the same thing. Angelides should drop his own schedule and just start following the governor everywhere the governor goes. If the governor is across the street at the train station, Angelides ought to be on this side of the street holding a truth announcement about the governor's indifference or the governor's insincerity on transportation issues. If the governor is at a place where he's
touting his signing of the minimum wage. Angelitos ought to be directly across the street with a passel of people who have suffered as a result of no minimum wage for the years in which the governor has denied them the right. And he would begin to put the governor in the perspective of an individual who is being comfortable for circumstances, who's being instantly involved where he had an opportunity years ago to be substantively involved, but then there was no election. If he does that, he will begin to get the kind of attention, and he will force the Schwarzenegger operations to begin to respond to his accusations of political opportunism, situational response for the benefit of electability. That's what he has to establish. If not, then he had better renew his vows of his, as a developer.
And that's what would Willie do. What Willie would do. That's great, a truth squad.
Yeah.
That's really, yeah. Why hasn't he thought of that?
Thought of it.
I know. We're keeping it real. 9 o'clock, we got the directors of American Blackout here on Keeping It Real, the third hour, 960 The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
The online survey results are in. You win. The new fall season debuts September 18th on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Democrats are calling for a new direction in security. CNN's Lisa Goddard, reporting live from Washington, tells us a number of Democratic bigwigs are issuing a position statement.
That's right, Jim. Wearing her trademark brooch, this one an American flag, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright spoke clearly.
I truly and sadly believe that the war in Iraq is going to go down in our history as the greatest disaster in American form.